Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, December the 15th, 2022, Fruitcake Toss Day here in Marion. The Fruitcake Toss will take place tonight at 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. What a big event it's going to be. We've got plaques galore. I learned during the break there that Adam, I guess, will be bringing a group of people, a little bit of an entourage tonight. So we lose a couple, we gain a couple. It's going to be a night for sure, celebrating the holiday season with fruitcake tossing. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We still have our Family Feud question out here. Name a state that you would go to on Christmas break. Now we've got Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska, Illinois, and one answer left. Does anybody know the answer? 740-751-4038. And the weather is looking good here. 44 degrees right now and partly sunny skies. So we can dry out from that night last night and have our big fruitcake toss tonight at 7 p.m. Remember, the winner will get dinner tonight, a plaque, and a Claxton fruitcake. And we've got all kinds of other plaques to give away. We've got a mayoral plaque. We've got an oldest and the youngest participating member plaque. We have got the 107.1 plaque, which will go to a personality who throws it the farthest from this station. All kinds of stuff going on tonight, to be sure, during the fruitcake toss. Go ahead, caller.
Well, nobody said the Buckeye State, Scott, but wouldn't people come here for the fruitcake tossing extravaganza, the largest event ever in the history of the Midwest?
Well, I think they would. They'll be there tonight in large droves.
Yeah. I was going to say Illinois, because, you know, Chicago with the lights and the shopping during Christmas. The rest of Illinois is pretty boring, but Chicago is pretty exciting, and Amtrak has a hub there. It's easy to fly, drive, or take a train. Of course, the weather might not be too good. So that's why people sit in Illinois. You know, with New York, you can go to upstate and ski, in addition to the city, of course. I guess nobody said California, because I said that earlier. Did somebody say Texas? I was on a call with that yesterday.
I think somebody did say Texas yesterday.
I don't know. I mean, Alaska, are people, like, obsessed with cold, or, you know?
Well, the ones already on the list are Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska, and Illinois.
I got one. In honor of our late, great friend of the station, Pat Carroll, how about Massachusetts? Cape Cod is beautiful at this time of the year.
Not on the list, unfortunately.
I don't know. I mean, California, you know, but even Ohio, doesn't Kings Island have, like, a lights festival? Not that I go, but they have some kind of a Christmas shindig, right?
Yeah, I believe there is some kind of a Christmas thing there.
Or here's the last answer, because Nate and his wife are there. You might have saw that. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Not South Carolina.
Okay. I don't. Nobody said California. But, you know, jokes aside, Ohio's not a bad answer, because we have amusement parks. Things are less expensive here than hot spots like California. I don't know. You know, somebody was thinking Chicago. I think we have enough things in Ohio to do, but obviously not.
The Buckeye State does not make the list, unfortunately. Hopefully somebody will get it.
Well, I tried, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. The question is, what state would you go to on Christmas break? Now, the answers we have are Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska, Illinois, and there's one answer left. A state you would go to on Christmas break. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Vermont.
Not Vermont, but that's a good guess. Vermont does not show up on the list. All those states where it's Christmassy, snow, pine trees. A state that you would go to on Christmas break. Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska, and Illinois we have. There's still one answer left. Does anybody know what that one answer is? 740-751-4038. You know, I cannot believe that Bill Murray visits the Claxton Fruitcake Factory this time of year. What a thing.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, I'm going to say yes because it just says Washington. So I don't know if that was Washington State or Washington, D.C. because I don't think Washington, D.C. is considered a state. But we'll go with that.
Okay, I would think they'd go to Washington way out there, but maybe they would.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's out in Washington during Christmas, but maybe.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, those were the answers. A place you might go to on Christmas break, Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska, Illinois, and Washington. Now, a few years ago, here on the station, we had a gentleman named Paul Savage. He hosted a program called Heaven Express, and he had a Christmas CD. Now, we have not played any tunes off this Christmas CD in quite some time. So I thought this morning, we'll come back and do some more Family Feud, but let's play a couple of Paul Savage's Christmas tunes to get us in the mood for the holiday season.
Is the reason for Christ. Christ is the reason for love. And Christ is the reason for peace. God be His Son from above. Without God being His Son, you'd be destined to hell. Hope is the joy of the season, and faith, things not yet seen. Of a promise God gave us, the comfort of trusting in Him. Thanks, Nick. a promise God gave me. The comfort of trusting in you. Popcorn balls and fudge, cookies every day. S'mores galore, country stores, goodies on display. Candy canes and weather vanes made in chocolate factories. Have a very merry Christmas. Watch those calories. Home bake, fruit cake. Eggnog, fuel logs, candy gumdrop tree. All that one can fathom, more than there should be. Oh, a very merry Christmas, but all those calories.
Christmas tune there by the late Paul Savage. You know, as I listened to that, and a lot of people did like that song, Christmas Candy, but that kind of borderlines on the Too Fat Polka, don't you think? Some people might get angry at that song. I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038. Do want to make the announcement again. The Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road will be having their monthly food giveaway this Saturday, December 17th. The parking lot opens at 8 a.m. The doors to the building open at 9 a.m. The church will be giving away over 36,000 pounds of food.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, Scott, it's me. When I talked to Mr. Thacker, he said that he cannot get the radio station.
Right.
And I thought, why don't you get FCC's number out again and end that in... I do not see where you gave me any name. I'll look again today because I'll be doing paperwork.
Yeah, and I slipped it in there.
Well, didn't find it. I found FCC, and that's all I found. But why don't you give that out? Because one person isn't going to make a difference. If several of the readers that I know a lot call in about the prizes and stuff, if they just write probably something short, it would probably do good. Just, one person isn't going to make that much difference, I don't think, so...
Well, I'll see if I can find that.
Yeah, I'll give the address out because I felt so sorry. He said I can't, you know, listen or anything, so.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to fix that. I hope to see him tonight and we can talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Now, I know somebody else was trying to buzz in there. If that was you, give us a call. If the phone line's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. And don't forget the fruitcake toss tonight, 7 p.m., Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It is going to be an event of epic proportions. Who tomorrow will we be announcing as the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion? This is the question.
Go ahead, caller.
Do you still have your frog, Scott?
A little bit. How do I sound this morning?
Just, it's like a little frog. Like, it's maybe just a tadpole or something. Well, it's not a bullfrog yet.
Well, that's why I'm trying to play music this morning and rest it. Because, you know, if my voice is gone tomorrow, no big deal. But I don't want it to go away tonight.
Right. Okay, so I just called real quick to tell you there's actually three pantries going on Saturday. At Richwood Road kicks it all off. That's the first one. But directly after at 10 o'clock is the Victory Center Church of God pantry. And that's a drive-thru pantry in their parking lot. And then directly after that at noon is Logos Ministry on Lee Street has a drive-thru food pantry.
So everybody will have some food for Christmas. I can't, you know, 36,000 pounds of food at Richland Road Church of Christ alone.
Well, that's just the first pantry. As I say, like, then the next one is Victory Center, Church of God on Fairgrounds. Then after that, there's Logos Ministry on Lee Street.
You know, it's really nice that these churches do it. Do you know where they get the food? Is it just like the donations that people make at Kroger?
I really don't know.
Well, that's interesting. How are you doing with the throat?
I'm doing okay. Like, it's just a little scratchy.
That, you know, I don't know. The other night, felt fine. Yesterday, I felt fine, but it felt like there was something in my throat. And today, I just thought, you know, I feel okay, but I don't want to overdo it this morning, and then tonight have no voice.
Right. Yeah, I think tis the season, you know. Everybody has a little something.
Well, everybody is ill. I'm shocked by the number of people I see buying cold medicine, the people at school who were coughing and hacking. And, you know, no matter what you believe as far as the masks go, nobody's wearing them, so all these airborne illnesses are just there.
The minute they said no more masks, that was all she wrote.
Well, you know what? I always say, and I now have the answer, I did not have a cold for 2 years when we started wearing the masks. And here we are, year three, first winter without the masks, and I obviously have something.
Well, so you would say everybody needs a mask then?
Well, I just think that whether it's flu or sore throat or just a common cold, we transmit those very easy when we're all in the store or all in the same building together. And,
yeah, but if we constantly, like, bleached everything, how would we ever get exercise for our immune system?
Well, that's another question. You know, with wearing the masks for 2 years, is that why everybody is coming down with something? Because nobody came down with anything for a couple years. You know, I don't hear of anybody getting terribly ill with COVID. Now, I'm sure somebody probably has, but it seems to have turned into kind of like a cold or a flu, but still not something you want at this time of year.
No.
So what's your remedy for a throat? Bad throat.
Well, I know what my mother always made us do. We always had to gargle with warm salt water, and it's like, oh, I hope she doesn't fight. You tried to hide it from her if you had a sore throat because you did not want to gargle with that warm salt water. It's so nasty.
Now, I do have a quick, because the first time you ever called into the station was because of the Too Fat Polka. Now, what what did you make of that song, Christmas Candy?
Oh, I just love it.
I don't know.
I just love it. I've calmed down. I'm not quite as sensitive.
Well, I when Paul first played that song for me, and I played it for somebody else, it's a nice song, But fat is not a word people like.
Well, you know, the truth hurts.
But, no, I don't know. You know, fat is all relative, I think. You know, it's all dependent.
Well, I don't think it would have had the same flow if he would have sang with the substituted pleasantly plump.
He's got... how's that in? They've gotten rather heavy, maybe something like that.
Rather voluptuous.
There you go, there you go. The good words for
oh,
that.
Oh, boy.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Too much sugar coating. Just call it what it is.
Well, I will see you tonight.
Oh, I got to tell you this real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Mr. Neal rode my bus yesterday, and I said, are you ready for tomorrow? He said, is tomorrow ready for me, kid?
Now tell us who Mr. Neal is again.
He's a bus rider. He's just one of my favorites.
He's an older gentleman who's a powerhouse.
Yeah, he said he used to arm wrestle back in the day with construction workers and the like, and they were no match.
So he could be an odds-on favorite to win tonight.
Well, I told him if he wins, that's the cost of riding with me. Anybody that rides with me, you got to split half your earnings with me.
And you'll hang the plaque in the bus, right?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Hey, thanks.
See you tonight.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. Any questions you have, 37 minutes past the hour. The big fruitcake toss tonight, 7 p.m., Emmanuel Lutheran Church. What an event it's going to be. And I guess we'll just hope to goodness that the voice holds up for that hour. I'm going to rest it when I get off the air today and then just talk tonight during that 1 hour. Boy, that's depressing for people, isn't it? They won't get to hear me gabbing on all day long. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Shaw.
Hey, Chip. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready for the big fruitcake toss tonight?
Yes.
All right. Have you been practicing?
Yes.
Now, how far do you think you're going to throw that thing?
Oh, far away.
And Sarah's going to come pick you up?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What's new out at Kroger South?
No, not there.
Well, you could walk away with some food tonight and maybe a plaque.
Yeah.
So, how's the Christmas season treating you, Chip?
Good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
So what do you want for Christmas this year?
No, yeah.
Still thinking with 10 days left to go, huh?
Yeah.
Well, where are your Christmas hat?
Did you talk to Santa yet?
I've seen Santa, yeah.
Santa's there.
He said you've been good this year.
Well, you told Santa to get me last Christmas, so?
I did. I passed the word along.
Santa's there.
Hopefully he'll be able to do it. You know, he's busy this time of year.
You have set a party in store?
You know, I don't know if we're going to have one yet tonight or not. Maybe we'll talk about it tonight when we're there.
Yeah.
Now, wear your lights in your hat tonight, Chip. Wear your Christmas stuff.
Me, I have a fishing hat.
Do you have lights that you can wear around your neck?
No.
Do you have a Christmas shirt?
No.
Well, just show up then. We'll be glad to see you.
Yeah.
All right, see you tonight, Chip.
Okay.
Bye-bye. One of the entrants into our fruitcake toss, and it's very nice of Sarah to bring him there 40 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any more questions here this morning in regard to the fruitcake toss or anything else, 740-751-4038. 44 degrees and partly sunny. You know, if we can keep it right there for the rest of the day, we should be fine tonight for the big Claxton fruitcake toss. All right, let's hear a few more. We've got another Family Feud question coming up here, but let's hear a little more Paul Savage Christmas music, and then we'll come back and maybe finish off the day with the Family Feud. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid. Take Mary to be your wife. Joseph, son of David, you are a righteous man. God has gone to you. What was conceived is from the Holy. What is conceived is God's own Son, Joseph, son of David. You shall name him Jesus. He shall save his people. Thank you.
And we're back here on WGH Talk, 46 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, you can send us Christmas cards here at the station, 523 South Prospect Street. Make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will send you a card back. Big Fruitcake Toss tonight, 7 p.m. Boy, do we have the entrance. We have Pastor Whitaker, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhart, Pastor Whitaker, Fruitcake Lily, Glenn, almost everybody from the station here, Lieutenant Brown, Fire Chief Deem, Judge Edwards, Mayor Kellogg, John Heimlich, possibly Ayers Ratliff, Ted Jolliffe, Dr. Davis, whole group of people tonight. It's going to be a happening. All right, 740-751-4038. Actually, we got one more category here. It's got seven answers on the Family Feud. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. We've got seven answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Seven of them on the board here. Who's going to get them? 740-751-4038. All right. Well, as I look at the list here, they all seem to be normal to me. Things you would do on Christmas Eve. Does anybody know, name a Christmas Eve tradition, what they would be? We've got seven of them here, seven big ones. 740-751-4038. A Christmas Eve tradition. 740-751-4038. And again, do want to remind everybody, the Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road in Marion will be having their monthly food giveaway this Saturday, December 17th. The parking lot opens at 8 a.m. and the doors to the building open at 9 a.m. The church will be giving away 36,000 pounds of food. How about that? All right, I think we got a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Christmas songs.
Christmas songs. Let's see here. No Christmas songs. Good guess.
No Christmas songs on the list. All righty here. I think we got another call. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say caroling.
No caroling on the list.
No Christmas songs and no caroling on the list. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. 740-751-4038. About 10 minutes left here. Now remember, Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes on today, 10:15 until 12 noon, and then the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 12:15 until 1. Then the Fruitcake Toss tonight, 7 till 8, Emmanuel Lutheran Church. What an event it's going to be. All right. Well, music apparently is not one of these family Christmas Eve traditions. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. There are seven of them here on the list. Who's going to get them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
You go to service.
What's that?
Wait a minute, get my TV down. You go to a church service.
Yes, church service is number three. You got it.
Okay.
Church service comes in at number three on the list. Absolutely.
Go ahead, caller.
Going to church service.
Church service number 3 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Church service shows up at number 3 on the list. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. 8 minutes left to go and 6 answers. We've got going to church at number 3. What are the other 6 answers? 740-751-4038. A Christmas Eve tradition. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try it.
What's that?
Open gifts.
Opening gifts. Opening a present. Yes, number 1 on the list.
Opening a present. Number 1 on the list. All right, I think we got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Hang stockings.
Hanging stockings. No stockings on the list, but a good guess.
No stockings on the list, but certainly not a bad guess at all. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. What could it be?
Go ahead, caller.
I forgot what I was
going to
say. Wrapping the presents.
Wrapping the presents. Let's see here. No wrapping presents.
No wrapping of presents on the list. All righty. I think we got another answer coming in here.
Go ahead, caller.
Where they get together, like either eat, family gathering.
There's one on here. Well, whose house would that be at? There's dinner on here, but it's kind of specific. Dinner at somebody's house. Whose house would that be?
I'd say the parent.
Not a parent, but close.
Grandparent.
Grandparent. Yeah, dinner at grandma's is number 2 on the list.
Okay.
We got it.
Dinner at grandma's, number 2 on the list. Opening a present was 1. Dinner at grandma's is 2. Going to church is number 3. We've still got 4 answers left here, I believe. Oh, we lost that one. If that was you, give us a buzz. We're getting close to the 5-minute mark here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Opening one present was number 1. How about that?
Go ahead, caller.
Baking or some kind of food preparation?
No food preparation. Good guess, though.
No food preparation. But not a bad guess, to be sure. Don't forget the fruitcake toss tonight, 7 p.m., Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Gonna be something. Go ahead, caller.
I'm gonna say decorate the tree.
Let's see here.
Maybe they're late.
No decorating the tree.
Okay.
No decorating the tree on this particular list. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. We've got opening one present, dinner at grandma's, and going to church. Still 4 answers left. A Christmas Eve tradition. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Watching Christmas movies.
Christmas movies, number 7 on the list. You got it.
Watching Christmas movies shows up at number 7 on the list. All right, still 3 answers left. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Opening a present, dinner at grandma's, going to church, watching Christmas movies. Still 3 answers left. What are those 3 answers? 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour here. Under 4 minutes. That means we would have to get about an answer a minute at this point. 740-751-4038. Fruitcake toss tonight. 7 p.m. Heaven knows we've talked about it for a long, long time. Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It's going to be a happening. 57 minutes past the hour here. Let's just hope the voice holds up. Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Opening a present, dinner at grandma's, going to church, watching Christmas movies. Still three answers left to go. We're going to have to get one every minute here. 740-751-4038. You'll have to think back to what you did when you were a kid, or maybe an adult, on Christmas Eve. 740-751-4038. Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, this coming Saturday, December 17th, parking lot opens at 8, food giveaway, 36,000 pounds of food. Go ahead, caller.
You ride around and look at Christmas lights.
Christmas lights, yes, number 6 on the list. You got it.
Christmas lights show up at number 6 on this particular list. Two answers left and 2 minute warning. Two answers and 2 minutes left to go. Are we going to get them? Name a Christmas Eve tradition for families. Two left. What do you do on Christmas Eve? 740-751-4038. Under 2 minutes to go here. Let's see if this is a correct answer.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know. Maybe take gifts to nursing homes and stuff.
No gifts to nursing homes.
Okay.
No gifts to nursing homes. What do we do on Christmas Eve? 1 minute left to go. Less than a minute. Well, I hope everybody joins us tonight. Emmanuel Lutheran Church looks like it's going to be dry for the fruitcake toss. Tomorrow morning, we'll have to update you on who was the big winner of the 2022 third annual WGH Talk Fruitcake Toss. Boy, oh boy, thanks to everybody who helped make it happen. Go ahead, caller.
If people don't go caroling, how about you just sing songs at your home?
No singing, but a good guess.
Okay.
No singing today. Well, I thank everybody who helped make the fruitcake toss happen tonight at 7 p.m., Emmanuel Lutheran Church. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Linda Sims, Voice of a People, coming up next here on WGH Talk.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for holiday fun. For the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reading, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
We're going to start a new tradition here, okay, because one of the famous letters of all time that was ever written at any holiday was, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Little Virginia O'Hanlon, in 1897, wrote this to the New York Sun. And who better to read this than the man?